Welcome to News Video Clip. Today, President Donald Trump held his Great American State Fair in Washington, D.C. And of course, Fox News was there to cover it. And they claimed that there were thousands of people there. The only problem was that's not what Fox News video showed. Let's watch.
Happy early birthday, America. We're celebrating already at the Great American State Fair. Man, we've got thousands of people celebrating this birthday with us, Tommy. You and I had a chance to go out.
Okay. Thousands of people. All I see is maybe tens of people. I see a lot of green grass. Maybe the Fox News hosts need to be drug tested because there are not thousands of people there. Sorry. Man, I mean, there's lying and then there's lying. Alrighty, we're going to move on now. We're going to go to the I've Had It podcast, and they have an interesting story about Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand kind of cozying up and playing footsies with Republican Ted Cruz. And Ted Cruz recently called Democrats communists and Nazis. So let's watch traitor Kirsten Gillibrand, shall we?
If they fought. But here's a centrist Democrat from New York, and this is her idea of fighting fascism, I guess. So pop this up. The New York Knicks are champions, and Ted Cruz made good on his bet. So Kirsten Gillibrand and Ted Cruz had a bet about, well, if the San Antonio Spurs win, Kirsten will wear the jersey. And then Kirsten's like, if the New York Knicks win, then Ted Cruz will wear a jersey. I want to say this, Kirsten. Nobody wants this. Nobody likes Ted Cruz. Even the Republicans hate Ted Cruz. This is the most, all of the AIPAC shit you do, Kirsten Gillibrand, is disqualifying enough. Palling around with Ted Cruz, who can't even defend his fucking wife, is so maddening. And this type of palling around with Ted Cruz, it makes me fucking crazy. And I just want to remind you, and then I want to get your take on all of this. Here is Ted Cruz going against Graham Plattner. Play the clip.
The Democrats just selected three communist lunatics. In Maine, they've nominated a communist Nazi oyster farm.
Okay. This shit right here, Kirsten Gillibrand playing patty cake with this pathological liar who can't even defend his wife, who sucks up to Donald Trump, and you're doing a jersey swap, is exactly, she shows up to a fight with these people with a little spoon, and they've got fucking machine guns.
This is just spot on, Jennifer Welch. Kirsten Gillibrand is a sellout. She's just like Ted Cruz in that she takes a lot of money from AIPAC, and that's the Israel lobbying arm that gets billions of dollars, our tax dollars, to use on their wars in Iran, in Lebanon, and in Gaza. That money could be going to Americans who need it, and they're going to need it for health care. We're going to go to another story involving Ted Cruz, and I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about. The anti-abortion group Students for Life was praising Republicans, including Ted Cruz, who have opposed universal health care, and they voted to cut Medicaid. And those Medicaid cuts go into effect right after midterm elections starting in 2027. These Republicans include Ted Cruz, Roger Marshall, Steve Daines, and James Lankford. Students for Life was praising these guys for being so pro-life because they oppose health care. How exactly is that pro-life? Can anybody explain that one to me? Anyone? Anyone? All right. Finally, we're going to go to a real Democrat. We're going to go to Senator John Ossoff of Georgia, and he gave a great speech today in Savannah where he absolutely ripped Trump and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who is playing diplomat in the Middle East while securing billions of dollars for himself. Let's watch John Ossoff.
Last night, Iran attacked Bahrain.
But see, this is what happens when you send your son-in-law, Jared, to cosplay as a diplomat. See, despite zero qualifications, Prince Jared was tapped to lead Middle East diplomacy. Now remember, Jared's slush fund, Affinity Partners, already got $2 billion from the Saudi crown prince. Did you know that? And even now, while negotiating for the United States over Iran and Gaza, he's actively asking Arab princes for billions more. Not for the United States, for his own business. Okay, but here's a twist in the story.
So there you go. I mean, Jared Kushner is over there enriching himself. He's not a diplomat, and he's obviously failing to end the Iran war. I mean, it's been a disaster. It's gone on for months. All right, here's one more clip of John Ossoff ripping Trump. And again, this is what Kirsten Gillibrand should be doing, but she's not, because she doesn't have a spine.
Pay more for everything, the Trumps are raking in billions from all over the world. Illegal tariffs, failed war, health care cuts, and unmatched corruption. 34% approval and a presidential legacy cemented in disgrace. But he didn't just promise to lower prices, he promised to keep America out of war. Instead, Donald's defeat sent gas prices soaring and made America weaker and less secure. And just like the Iraq War, the Donald Trump, Mike Collins, Iran War is a war built on lies.
This is just so good. And John Ossoff is running for re-election in November. I hope he wins. And honestly, I would love to see him run for president in 2028, because he has a spine and he's not scared to stand up against Trump and the Republicans, unlike Kirsten Gillibrand, who's playing footsies with Ted Cruz. Alrighty, we have links to more of John Ossoff's speech, along with all of our stories, right below this video. And unlike the right-wing podcasters, who never back up anything, they're paid influencers. They're paid liars. Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Riley Gaines, Tim Pool, Jimmy Dore. They're just right-wing stooges cashing checks. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody who has subscribed to this channel. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe. If you hate this show, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. All right, we'll be back later with more stories.